the fact that we have 5 minutes left, and so it's clear that we're not going to finish this discussion this evening. I think it's very difficult for me really to understand how Article 7 is going to work until we see a revised version of it, taking into account common understanding, hopefully, as to how the system should work. And if I go back to the Secretariat's paper, number 3, we've made it very clear that we have two quite significant considerations. Firstly, that option number 1 is for us by far the better option. And we would argue that even option 2 and option 3 don't really work. And then we would want to be clear that in terms of the decision-making process, fully understood that the revisions committee makes recommendations upstream to the to SC2. We believe that it's imperative that contracting states, which are not member states of the UNECE, are given an equal vote and equal say on making those decisions. Now, I know that is dependent on the rules of procedure of SC2, and I'm not familiar with those rules, so I can't interfere there. But I think it would be entirely appropriate that in situations where the rules are being modified, that contracting states must have an equal say, not just as an observer, not just as a participant, but have an equal say in the way that those rules are going to be revised. And then I think the other key point that was raised yesterday, and I want to go back and emphasize, is that there needs to be some provision for the revisions committee itself to take interim measures. Bearing in mind that SC2 is meeting only once a year, and if there is a process whereby the revisions committee and SC2 can agree on an emergency basis, if necessary, by exchanges of correspondence, then that is fine. I just don't know how those rules of procedure will work. But the objective should be that if something gets in the way, if we, particularly in the early years, we recognise that something isn't quite right and needs to be adjusted in the light of the implementation of both the protocol and of these model rules, we need to have the ability to fix that problem quickly in one way or another. So I think those for me are the key things. How option 1, if we agree that that is the right way to go, how that actually plays out, I'm afraid that needs to be drafted into the working draft. And I would only suggest that one way or another, we do retain the first sentence of 7.1, which I think is enormously useful and reflects the fact that whatever revisions process is being undertaken, it must take account of the experience of operation and the legal and technological developments and industry comments. So that there's, if you like, a frame of reference for the revisions committee, how they actually approach any revisions to the model rules.